center of our lives. Be the place we fix our eyes. Be the center of our lives. We lift our eyes to heaven. We wrap our lives around your life. We lift our eyes to heaven, to you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Oh God, how thankful we are that you are the Good Shepherd, the one who in your perfect parenting love sees us and knows us. In the greatness of your glory, in the intimacy of your love, draw near and enable us, oh God, to draw near to you. May we live into the life that you have made us for.
O Christ, be the center of our lives. Be the place we fix our eyes. Be the center of our lives.
Thy kingdom come.
God, we have been made to live under your reign, to let your authority and your power be what helps us discover who we are and to enact how we're meant to live in the world. Lord, may we think again and again each day about you, about the kingdom that is not like the kingdom of this earth, about a power that serves, about a power that sacrifices, about a power that seeks the lost and the lonely and the poor and the forgotten. Lord, give us a greater and greater vision of your kingdom. Enable us to be people who seek you and your kingdom more than anything else. Rule, O God, in love and justice and mercy in us. Lord, it's one thing to pray for a vision, but it's another to actually make our lives available to be a part of it. We don't want just to understand more of your kingdom. We want to be a part of contributing to the work of the kingdom. And so we pray that your will be done, not just as an idea, but actually as a demonstrated evidence of your love and presence here. So many, O God, around the world are wondering where there is a witness for the evidence of a God who shows up in places of suffering, who isn't just a God of the middle class, but a God of the poor, a God of the suffering, a God who takes pain inside us and around us with the greatest seriousness. Lord, it's that kingdom, a kingdom of justice and mercy, a kingdom of grace and truth. That's the kingdom that you want to come. And we pray, O God, that it will.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Oh God, you know how profound our daily need is for you. We may or may not have easy resources. We may or may not feel as though our lives are in your care and that really you're the provider, but it's true. We're often so separated from many things that we don't really understand how much our lives really are a function of the way you provide. So Lord, bring us back again and again in times of worry, instability, joblessness, economic fear, times of greed, of hoarding, of acknowledging that enough is never enough, of simply being people living in a culture that always wants more. Bring us, O God, back to the reality that it's in daily dependence on you, that the material provision of our lives and the emotional provision and the spiritual provision can come. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and give it, O Lord, we pray, to the world.
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
So much, O God, to confess. We pray for daily bread, often perhaps just for ourselves, and yet live in a world where 3 billion people live on less than $2 a day. A billion people don't have fresh water. And we think not about those things so much as we do just about our next want. Our next need. And Lord, we turn away from you and we put our eyes on other things that are often so empty, often so absent from the values of the kingdom. We get lost and self-absorbed and petty. We injure when there's no need to do so. And then, Lord, as we pray that you will forgive us, so we pray you will help us to forgive. It's hard to forgive. Lord, we need your grace. your strength to help us take responsibility for where we have done wrong. But we need more of your heart to help us release others from the wrong they may have done to us. Lord, give us that grace.
Lift our eyes to heaven. We wrap our lives around your life. We lift our eyes to heaven, to you.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Oh God, all of us have clay feet. All of us have places of special vulnerability and of failure. So we come to you, oh God, asking not just for forgiveness, but for strength, for deliverance, for your rescue. Rescue us, oh God, from ourselves. Rescue us from our blindness and our insensitivity. Rescue us from our delusions. Rescue us from our addictions. Rescue us from the places where we just continue to relentlessly injure ourselves or each other. Deliver us, O God, we pray. This is for your sake, for displaying in our lives the honor that you're due, the praise and the majesty, the adoration, the wonder, the awe, the faithfulness, the joy, the hope, the love that is yours. Oh God, it is truly in you that we find our life, and it is by your answering these prayers that we can display your life more fully. So it is for your sake, O God. And we acknowledge that insofar as it is for ours, all the better. But give us, O God, an ever greater desire for the things on your heart. For it is in those things that our hearts too will finally be satisfied.
Of our lives. grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Shall we stand and share together in saying the Lord's Prayer?